The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hello, everybody. Mando Richard here, and tonight on the Music Room, if all the buttons work the way they're supposed to, we're going to be talking with Leslie Ziegler, the bass player with a band called The Rail Splitters, who will be on the bill at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival on Sunday, September 6th of 2015. So while I'm getting her on the line, I'm going to let you listen to the very first track from their brand new CD. Their new CD is called The Faster It Goes. And this is actually a track that Leslie, the person we'll be speaking with, co-wrote with their banjo player, Dusty Ryder. So here comes Leslie Ziegler and Dusty Ryder's wonderful song, Tilt-A-Whirl, from The Rail Splitters, here on WVUD.
Oh, my mind is like an old tilt-a-whirl. It never seems to stop, not even for this girl. And I'd like to think that my life could be a whole lot better off if you were here with me.
And if I pushed all the buttons right, you and I are talking right now with Leslie Ziegler.
Hello, everyone.
You co-wrote that song that we just played, Tilt-A-Whirl. Tell us all about that, because I think that's sort of is as close to a title track as you have on your new CD, The Faster It Goes.
So I came up originally with a part of the song just while I was driving. I was going through a lot of different things, some difficult things, and my mind just felt like it was in this sort of crazy whirl, tilt-a-whirl. And so I came up with my mind is like a tilt-a-whirl, where it stops, nobody knows. And the more I try to take control, the faster it goes. Because it's what I felt like. The more I tried to take control of my life, the more it was sort of spinning out of control. So I actually just kind of wrote that down. I was in the car, kind of recorded it, like, okay, I have that. And then came up with some of the lines later on. And then I brought it to Dusty, and he then tweaked some of the verses and helped write the chorus and then put the music to it. Sort of came up, and then we all sort of came up with the arrangement as a band.
I think that's sort of, from what I understand, that's how you guys work, is that, you know, one of you writes a song and then rest of the bandmates work with them in helping arrange it.
We do a lot of that. And right now, Dusty is our main songwriter, and he actually has a pretty good idea of what he wants it to sound like, but it's also very cool to see how a song develops in the time that we start to play it to when we quote-unquote finish it. But there are even songs that we have on our second album that we're even changing the arrangements when we do them live, as you may hear if you hear us at Delval.
That's right. We're talking with you right now because you and your folding bass will be flying out here along with your bandmates to appear at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival. You're going to be on the stage, I think, is it 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 6th?
That sounds right to me.
I think it's fun. This year at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival, you guys are one of three acts from Colorado. Well, four if you count who rides in the back of Hot Rise's bus. Hot Rise, and of course their alter egos, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, and Rebecca Fraser and Hit and Run are going to be there Friday. And then you'll be representing Colorado on Sunday.
Oh, very cool.
There's
a lot of Colorado representation.
Well, that's because there's a lot of great music out there in Colorado. I mean, the whole Boulder scene and Telluride Festival, I mean, it's just a source for all sorts of innovative music.
And it's very true. It's one of the main reasons that I moved to Colorado in the first place, was for the music scene.
That's true of all your bandmates, too. It seems like you were all attracted to the music scene out there near Boulder, Colorado, and came from wacky places like Jackson, Mississippi, or in your case, you came, what, from West Virginia?
Well, I was born in West Virginia, but I spent growing up in Michigan, actually. So I went through most of elementary, middle, high school, college, all in Michigan, and then moved out to Colorado a couple of years after I finished school. And then basically, like I said before, yeah, just because the music scene was so fantastic and it's beautiful, the combination of the both, you can't really get too much better than that. So.
Before we get too much further here, we should just tell the folks, all the people who are in the band. It's Christine King on the fiddle, and Dusty Ryder, whom we've already mentioned, on the banjo, Peter Sharp on the mandolin, Laura Stovall just switched to a smaller body guitar right on, and you, Leslie, on the bass.
That's correct.
Everybody sings, right?
Everybody sings, yep. I would say Lauren and Dusty are our main singers, and we all sing harmony, but we also all sing lead as well. Almost every show. So.
Who sang the
really
lead?
Fun.
Who sang the lead on Tilt-A-Whirl?
That was Lauren.
Okay.
That's Lauren singing lead on Tilt-A-Whirl.
You know, that is so cool to have people in a band write songs and be perfectly happy to have other people in the band sing them.
Of course. And her voice is perfect for it, and it sounds great. And so we kind of, I think, take it and see what fits best with people's voices, like even with Planted on the Ground. Lauren was originally going to sing the whole song and somehow ended up with Dusty singing in parts of it because it worked better in his range and sort of went more with the song, and it ended up being a really neat sort of thing to add to the music. So it's interesting to see how a song's morphed depending on who's singing them or what range they're in, and just to see where they go.
Well, I had something else picked out, but since you've mentioned that song, let's let the folks hear it.
All right, let's do that.
Change coming over me, and someday you'll understand my love isn't on command. It takes some time for me to feel my way around. I can't go flying with my feet planted on the ground. That I know you probably meant every single word.
And we are back with Lauren Ziegler from the Rail Splitters here on the Music Room.
Hi.
Now, that song we just played, that is a whole lot of fun. It's called Planted on the Ground. It's from your new CD, The Faster It Goes. And while it was playing, I was commenting to you that you're going to have to talk about the mood changes and how I caught you playing the bowed bass on it. And
it's true. That's a Dusty Rider original, and it was one where he He did have a lot of what he wanted it to sound like already in his head when he came to when he brought it to the band. But that song also went through a lot of changes, and we worked a lot on that song with Gabe Witcher of the Punch Brothers.
Oh, wow.
He sort of really helped us produce our album. He was a production consultant is what we ended up calling him, but he helped us out a lot with that and with the tempo changes and things like that, getting in from one to the other. But I can't really speak to where Dusty was coming from while writing it, but I really love how voice changes from Lauren and then to Dusty, sort of this call and response, and how they're feeling between, you know, whatever relationship it is.
You've got the call and response there. You've got the mood changes, the tempo changes.
Right.
And of course, the bowed bass, which we all know is what makes that song.
Well, that's one thing that I really love to get to do in this band. I grew up, I started playing with more of a classical background, and so I love that I get to use the bow in that song and in a lot of other songs that we play. And it's a lot of fun with the different tempo changes and the different rhythms and the different harmonies. There's one part where we're all singing, where we're doing a five-part harmony on that song.
No, so, five-part harmony?
Yep, a five-part harmony.
Why, who do you think you guys are? Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver?
Not quite yet, but we're working on it.
Yeah, well, if you guys come out on the stage at Del Valle on Sunday wearing sequins, I'll know.
I cannot reveal anything about our outfits ahead of time. You know, it'll just be a huge surprise. You never know what you're going to get. We could show up in sequins. We could be, you know, you never know.
One of the things that you and I were talking about in email ahead of time was trying to be a bassist and lead a sedan-friendly life. You're bringing a folding bass with you, aren't you?
I am. I got a Chadwick folding bass about a year ago now, and it's been wonderful for traveling. I actually took it to the UK with me when we did our tour over there this past June, and anytime I have to fly, I took it up to Alaska. I'll be bringing it out this weekend, and it's just been amazing. The times that I have not traveled with it and borrowed basses, it can be a little bit of a nightmare because, as you know, you just never you never know what you're going to get. You don't know what the setup's going to be like. You don't know what it's going to sound like. You don't know what kind of strings are on it.
Exactly.
But with this, you know what you're going to be playing every single time, and it's great.
We got to talk about some of the other people's playing, too. I mean, we can't just, like, turn this into a bass workshop.
We can't monopolize the bass.
I like the kind of scales and stuff that Pete Sharp plays on the mandolin.
Oh, yes. He's very good at everything that he does on that. And I think it was in the past 6 months, he just got a new mandolin to him. It's not brand new, but a Haydn. And he's really enjoying playing that. And he comes up with all these wonderful lines and rhythm. He does a lot of really cool rhythmic things, you know, chopping things, background. And as you know, his instrumentals that he writes, like you were mentioning, Spray and both Goose Town, are instrumentals that were both written by Pete. It's like the king of writing those instrumentals.
Well, since you've just mentioned Spray, I think that's what the people are going to hear.
All right, then.
Here come the Rail Splitters and Spray from their first CD, just called The Rail Splitters, here on WVUD. Pete Sharp wrote that song, didn't he, Leslie?
He definitely did.
That was Spray from your first CD that came out just a little while ago. What, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago now. Yeah. I think it came out in 2013.
And your new CD, The Faster It Goes, came out earlier this year. And I'm sure you'll have both of them available for sale at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival on Sunday, the 6th of September.
We definitely will. And we don't want to take those back on the plane with us, you know, so the more we sell, the better.
That's great. Well, why don't you brag on some of the other band members while we have a few minutes left? I don't think we've talked very much about Christine or Lauren.
So Christine, I'll start by saying that when we started the Rail Splitters, there were actually just four of us. And we always, I think, had it in the back of our minds to add a fiddle player. We were just looking for the right person. And Christine was in a situation where she hadn't picked up her fiddle in a really long time and went to a jam and thought, well, hey, I could play that. And so she got back into it. And so we got her, or we found her right as she was starting to sort of get her fiddle back and sort of get back into music, into the music world. And we asked her to play a gig with us, sort of as like an audition, so to speak. And it was great. Her personality, her style of playing and her vocals, everything just fits so well with what we had going on. We couldn't be happier to have her as an addition to the band. So one of the things I also really love about her is her chop. She does so many different kinds of chops on her fiddle. She's gone to a lot of different camps and taken a lot of influence from Casey Dreesen, and she just adds so much more flavor. It's really fun to have her. So that's Christine there.
And then Lauren just switched to a smaller body guitar, which when I play guitar, I have done that too.
Yeah. So she plays a Santa Cruz OM, I believe. And Lauren was really the instigator of the Rail Splitters.
Oh, really?
Yep. She was the one that got us all together. She got a gig down in Denver that she was going to play by herself, and she said, wait a minute, I don't want to play a show by myself. I'm going to ask my friends if they want to play with me. And so she asked me, Pete, and Dusty if we would do the show with her, and we were like, well, hey, this is pretty fun. Like, why don't we just keep it going? Why don't we book a few more shows? And then it just kept on climbing and climbing. And then, I mean, one of the things I think that really sets the Rail Splitters apart from, not apart, but sort of elevates us, Lauren's voice is just an amazing, unique kind of sound. She can manipulate it in so many different ways, and it's just amazing what she can do with it. So I think her voice really helps define what our sound is and what we're going for. And I know that Dusty writes a lot of his music with her voice in mind. So she's a huge influence with that.
Well, I'm really looking forward to meeting you all and listening to you on Sunday, September 6th, over at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival. And this has just been great. I really appreciate you coming on at short notice like this.
Of course. This has been really fun.
I'm going to close down our interview by playing my favorite track off of your first CD, Room at the Top of the Stairs.
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you. Leslie Ziegler of the Rail Splitters. Thanks so much for appearing on The Music Room.
talks about the past, her sorrows and regrets, and cries about the gray in her hair. I love her so much, oh, but she just won't believe that any man alive could ever care. Oh, I wish that I'd been there when she was a girl and love had treated her unfair. She wouldn't be so sad, she wouldn't live alone in a room at the top of the stairs. Street in the room at the top of the stairs.